Wir müssen uns selbst machen. Beide. Elen emor b'chalosh. Parshas Soita, wie ne meisse kriyas shma tefillah b'yichas hamazon, shvus eiris, shvus efikodim. Ve'elu nemor b'loshan ha'chedesh. Vikubikurim, v'chalitzo, v'chas v'klolos, v'chas kainim, v'chas kain gadol, v'parshas ha'melech, v'parshas segle rufo, v'mashuch melchama, v'shoshim adab re'lo'am. So the Mishnah has two lists. In the Reish, we have a list of Eilin Ne'amar B'choloshin. And the Sefer, there's a list of Eilin Ne'amar, only B'loshin HaKadosh. The Mishnah doesn't give limudim for the first list. So the Reish, Eilin Ne'amar B'choloshin, the Mishnah doesn't give any limudim. The Gemara has limudim for all of them. But for the Eilin Ne'amar B'loshin HaKadosh, that a little bit the Mishnah does touch upon. How do we know the Eilin Ne'amar B'loshin HaKadosh? So the Gemara says the Mishnah, Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. Rashi says Kesa doesn't mean here what, how is it done. It's like Minolan. From where do we know that Mikra Bikurim is only B'loshin HaKadosh? Because it says V'anisa V'amat L'fnei Hashem V'lekecho U'lahalon O'imer. And it says by Hagrizim and Arevel, by the Brochus and the Klolos, V'omru Halavim V'omru Sumala Halon B'loshin HaKadosh Avkan B'loshin HaKadosh. Interesting. The Mishnah itself doesn't explain it. How do you know over there it's B'loshin HaKadosh? That the Gemara is going to fill in. Strange that the Mishnah doesn't takes that for granted. And then Chalitza Kesod, we also v'amu lahalon oimer v'anu alavim v'amu also ma lahalon b'loshin HaKadosh afkan b'loshin HaKadosh. If you don't answer v'amu kachat, shetoymer b'loshin hazeh. So the limud comes out, the limud for the things that are nemar b'loshin HaKadosh, at least the ones that the Mishnah elaborates on, which are Mikra Bikurim and Chalitza, they're learned out from Hagrizim and Har Abel. So also on the topic of Hagrizim and Abel, then the rest of the Mishnah talks about Barichas, what exactly happened by Hagrizim and Har Abel, which is interesting that altogether the Mishnah talks about that. It's not Nagei Lahalocha, not now, not Limos Mashiach. It's very unusual for the Mishnah to have such an Arichas for something that's just, we don't have a Mishnah, there's no Mishnah anywhere about, how did the mon fall, and what were the halachas of collecting the mon, even though there were halachas. You were not having a marba, you weren't tired. There's no Mishnah about it anywhere. And here, Hagizim and Arevel, Halarichas in the Mishnah, exactly what was Hagizim and Arevel. Yeah, Nitzah has, but what's the trap? So what does Rashi say? Elin Amorim, says Rashi right away, Elin Amorim, Bechol Loshen Garsino. So the way we have the Rashi, Rashi's telling me, Bechol Loshen, that the gear says, but Elin Amorim, Bechol Loshen, as opposed to what? Bechor means as opposed to Taisus's gear, so Taisus's gear is Elin Amorim, Bilshoino. We'll talk about that in a minute. What's the difference between Rashi's gear and Taisus? The Mashah changed to the gear in Rashi. Doesn't think that's pshat in Rashi. He takes out the words b'choloshin, and then he understands that Rashi elu ne'amarim gasina, meaning elu ne'amarim as opposed to ve'elu ne'amarim. I don't know what would be the pshat in ve'elu ne'amarim. What would that mean? It means elu ne'amarim b'choloshin, and then you have ve'elu ne'amarim b'choloshin hakadosh. Yeah, ve'elu would make no sense over here. But other echidim take Rashi kipshuta elu ne'amarim b'choloshin. The Rashi taka means elu ne'amarim bilsh. B'choloshin, the way we have the gears in Rashi, the Rashi is taking a stand that the gears in the Mishnah is Elin Amar B'choloshin, which is the gears actually that we have in the Mishnah, as opposed to Tosfos' gears in the Mishnah, which is Elin Amar B'lshayna. That's the one where Rashi, Parsha Seita, Masha Akein O'imelo, V'lamin Esorach O'imel B'loshin HaKadosh. By the way, going forward, I don't think I'm going to read everything inside the way as conscientiously as I would do when during the year, because I really want to go faster. There's a lot of Agadata, and I don't want to spend time on the Agadata. Even though here in Sight it's hard to align between what's Agadata and what's not Agadata, it's a little bit soft. But anyway, I don't plan to read everything inside. But just the next Rashi I want to read inside, Parsha Saita, Mashakain Aimala, Beloyamin and Sarach Laimer Beloshin HaKadosh, Kederech Shenichta. What's the Kiddush that's Neymar Bechaloshin? I would have said, in Torah it says it Beloshin HaKadosh, maybe you have to say it, Beloshin HaKadosh. The Rashi brings a sifrei. Why do we need a pasuk to tell me that it's ne'amar b'choloshin? I mean, what's the chiddush that it's ne'amar b'choloshin? Sifrei aminon, the loy ksiv kro lahatir b'choloshin ki l'kamon. If not for the limud, which later on the Gemara is going to bring a limud that soita is ne'amar b'choloshin. That's on the top of Amud Beis. Rashi soita minolun nesiv amar kayim la'isha b'choloshin shu'aymer. Actually, there also has a different gear, b'choloshin shishemas. But Akoponim, there's a limud that Parsha Soita is b'choloshin. Why does it need a limud? Why isn't that the default? You see in the Mishnah that the things that need to be b'loshin kaidish have a limud. Right? You see in the Mishnah itself, the elin amar b'loshin kaidish, they're learned out from Agrizim and Arevel. So the chorale implication is, that if you don't have a limud, then it's ne'emar b'chaloshim. So if Pasha Saita is ne'emar b'chaloshim, why should that need a limud? It's not a kash really only a Pasha Saita. It's a kash on all of the things in the Gemara brings limudim for all of the things in the Reish. So Rashi brings a sifrei. You like sif krol lahati b'chaloshim k'dil kaman havamina nigmar miyavoma b'kal v'chaymer. Ma yavoma kalo le'osu b'kal l'shoynis k'loshin ha'kaydish. Saita chamur le'kol shikei. Saita is more chamur than yavoma. I'm not quite sure what the chaymer is. To look in sifrei, I don't know. But Saita is more chamur than yavoma. Yavama has to be Belashan Kledish. That the learns out that the Mishnah learns out from Pragrizim and Arevel. So I would have said a Kavachimer from Yavama to Saita. It's just like the Amir of a Yavama has to be Belashan Kledish. Maybe the Amir of a Saita also has to be Belashan Kledish. So I need a separate Limud otherwise. This is important in Rashi. It says here in this Rashi that all of the things in an Emor, that the things, it says in this Rashi that the default is that it's Nemar B'chalosh. It shouldn't really need a drasha. The fact that the Gemara needs a drasha to explain why Parsha Saita is Nemar B'chalosh is because otherwise I would have learned out a Kavel Chaimer from Yavama. But otherwise, Stoma, if you don't have any Limudim in either direction, then the Stoma is that it's Nemar B'chalosh. Here there's a particular Havamin of Parsha Saita that it should be Dafka B'chalosh HaKadosh, because there's a Havamin to learn it out from Yavama. So therefore, we need a limud that Eilin Ermo B'chaloshim, that's taken not the way the Parsha Saita is Ermo B'chaloshim. And this Nekuda has a lot of ramifications. It has Shroshmir. Let's see Taisus. Sorry, we're right here. We'll start with Taisus. Taisus says Eilin Ermo B'chaloshim. Taisus is not like Rashi L'cher. Not B'chaloshim, but B'chaloshim. There's a big difference. Taisus explains. L'pirish, what does it mean? Kol odom bilshoyne shehu shemeya. It means kilshoyne shveish. And you can read Parshas Saita could be said bilshoy, and all of these things. Parshas Saita, the ma'aser, all of the things they nemar bilshoynom in the lashon of that person. The person is saying that he understands. Lapuki lemadai sheine omer bilshon parsi emeinu shemeya. As opposed to a person who speaks madai. He can't say in a blushing Parsi. That has to be a language they understand. If you speak French, you can't say Parsha Saita you can't say Parsha Saita or Vida Meister in German. It has to be a lashon that you understand. Aval bechol lashon, had it said bechol lashon, that would have been mashon ben shemeh ben shemeh. That would be mashon any language at all. You could say it in Turkish even if you don't understand Turkish. So you know, I told you the story with Avraham Kotler. With the Avraham Kotler used to have an expression. That if somebody would say, if a Talmud would try to say a story and Ravarin didn't like it, he would say, "You're babbling like a drunken Turk." So they once asked him at Purim, they said, "What's this expression, babbling like a drunken Turk? What exactly is that?" So he said, "Well, a person who's drunk, so everybody else understands what he's saying, but he doesn't know what he's saying. A Turkish person, he knows what he's saying, but nobody else understands what he's saying. But a drunken Turk, he doesn't understand what he's saying, and nobody else understands what he's saying." So Rashi says, if it would have said Bechaloshim, that would be mashma any language at all. You can say it in Turkish, doesn't matter if you understand Turkish or not. So he says, no, Bilshoinim, it has to be a language that you understand. That's what I Tais goes on and he says, the Gemara lay mashma hachi. The Gemara is not mashma this way. What does Tais mean with these last few words? The Gemara lay mashma hachi. Sounds like Taisus is saying the Gemara is mashma that I'm wrong. Taisus is saying the gears is elu is the gears is elu nemar bilshaynom, and it means taka only b'loshin shuhu maven, as opposed to b'chol loshin which would be mashma any loshin at all. Then Taisus says, but in the Gemara is taka not mashma the way the Gemara is mashma does not need to be a language to understand. It could taka be any language at all. So I saw that's how they understand the Taisus. This is Kilu, like retracting it. So then they start looking, and where is the mashma? And what does this mean? Where in the Gemara is it mashma that you don't have to understand what you're saying? So some say, because the Gemara says later, it's really hard to. The Gemara says later. There's a brayse that Tana Rabbanan Kriyashma Kiksav Adib Rebbe Bechamim Bechol Loshem. So there it doesn't say Bilshoinim. It says the Gemara is a Baisa Krishma is Bechol Loshim. So you see, it's Hakil Nalat Dafke Bilshoinim. It could be literally Bechol Loshim. Others have other more creative pshatim. Even we're in the Gemara that loy mashmachi. But I think pshuta shel mikra, it's very hard to read the Tosfos this way. If in the because Tosfos goes on in the next divur, and Tosfos actually uses this distinction that elu nemar bilshonam means davka lashon shehu meibin to explain. Let's read the next Tosfos inside. Tosfos goes on and he says kriyas shema tefila tema amai shir halal b'kiddush shel Shabbos u'bichas averus u'bichas emitzus. There are a lot of things that are not here in the Mishnah. Doesn't say halal. Doesn't say kiddush. Doesn't say brachas. They also name arba chalashim. So why aren't they on the list? Alekla meimer Taisa says the lenokat ela deraisa. Maybe the Mishnah only talks about things that are deraisa, things that are derabbanan. Maybe it goes without saying that they could be bechalashim. Taisa says that doesn't hold water. The perek mishemaisim ashma the tefila the kriyishma derabbanan. Taisa holds the kriyishma and tefila are only derabbanan. It's a chiddush this Taisus. But this Taisus holds kriyishma is only derabbanan. So and they're on the list. The Mishnah does say kriyishma and tefila. So you see that the Mishnah talks about derabbanan still. And conversely, va'oydasim ashma the kiddush deraisa. On the other hand, kiddush is a deraisa. So you can't say the Mishnah only talks about deraisa. That all these other things are derabbanan. There are things that are in the Mishnah that are derabbanan, and there are things that are not in the Mishnah that are deraisa. So what's the criterion? Which things made it into the Mishnah's list and which things didn't make it into the Mishnah's list? So Tosfos goes on and he says, Bishlam and Mikra Megillah maybe is anomalous. That's not such a kasha. Why Mishnah Mikra Megillah is not mentioned over here? Because Ikla Meim, Lahochi Shaya, the tongue of the peg, based on Megillah, Haloyesh, Shisham, Ashur, Shloyotz. It says in Megillah that if you heard the Megillah in Lashon Kodesh and you don't understand Lashon Kodesh, so you're Yotzi anyway, because it's a presuming issue regardless. Whatever this says, that we anyway don't understand every word in the Megillah. We also don't understand. So the Gemara therefore says that you don't have to understand the Megillah, even if you don't know a word of Lashon Kodesh, you're Yotzi. So Taisa says, you see anyway, the Megillah is more kal, that all you need is a maimed of presuming issue. It's different than other things. Other things you do have to understand what they're saying. So that's what Taisa means. So therefore, by the same token, it could be that Megillah, since all you need is a maimed of presuming issue, it's more obvious that you could be yotzei with other lashonis. It doesn't have to be lashon kodesh. The Mishnah didn't need to say it. Right? This line in Tosfos with the Gemara Megillah needs a little bit of elaboration, but I don't want to. It's a discussion by itself. Maybe tomorrow. Let's put Megillah in a back burner. Now, Kapanen, Tosfos has a kasha. Why is it that some things made it onto the list of Elin Emor Mechaloshon, and some things like Kiddush and Halal and Brochas, they didn't make it onto the list? So Tosfos says, V'nira, the hani ne'amar b'chol lashon, afilo einu shemeya. Ha'kachloi domi lahani demastistin, ne'amar b'davke b'l'shoinam. He says, the ones that are in the Mishnah, the ne'amar b'davke b'l'shoinam, eilu ne'amar b'l'shoinam. It doesn't have to be lashon kodesh, but it has to be a language that you understand. Things that are not even mentioned in the Mishnah, like halal and kiddush, those things, they don't even have to be a language you understand. Those you could talk and say in Turkish. And you would be Yosef. Kiddush and Tosfos. Kiddush didn't. The Bogan brings the Tosfos dialogue. That if you said Kiddush in Turkish, you don't have to understand it. Like one of my enikos said to the Marishtan in Spanish. I don't think he knows Spanish. So it's not on the list, so he was Yosef. Stop. It's different. So you see in Tosfos that Tosfos is going with this gears of Elin Nehemar and Bil Shoinah. That this is a distinction. So the Taisa before said, but Gemara mashmachi. If the Gemara is not mashma like this, so then why? How does the next Taisa just capitalize on it to explain what's the difference between the ones that are in the Mishnah and the ones that are not in the Mishnah? So I think it's not the pshat from the Taisa before. When Taisa said, but Gemara loy mashmachi, it doesn't mean it's not mashma like this distinction of Lashonim. Let's go back to the first Tosfos. Let me show you how to read the Tosfos. Tosfos, Elin Emor and Bilshonim. So Tosfos, the Girsa is, on top it says, Hochi Gassina B'Seder HaMishnah, Elin Emor and Bilshonim. So Tosfos saying, the Girsa is, at least the Girsa in the Mishnah, Tosfos likes that Girsa, Elin Emor and Bilshonim. What does it mean? Pirish Kol Odom Bilshonim Shu Shemeah. Book of the Maddish, and Emor Lashon Parsi, Yemeni Shonim. Aval bechol loshon mashma ben shemeh ben shein enu shemeh. When Taisa says Aval Becholosh Mashu Ben Shemeya Ben Enish Shemeya, is Becholosh? We'll put it in air quotes. Becholosh is Taisa saying, had it said Becholosh, it would have been Mashu differently. It's some hypothetical. Taisa saying, like a hypothetical. Lemaisa says Becholosh B'Lashonam, and that means only Loshon Shu Shemeya. Had it said Becholosh, then it would have been Mashu something else. Is that the way to read Taisa? Or is Bechol Lashon a real girsa that really exists? Rashi has that girsa l'chayim. It's a real girsa, and Taisa tell me to say that girsa is wrong. It's different about a little in Taisa. One, the first way to understand Taisa is Taisa saying it's the girsa Bechol is the girsa is bilshayim. That's what it says in the Sefer HaMishnah. The girsa is bilshayim. Had it said Bechol Lashon, we would have interpreted the Mishnah otherwise. The other way is that Taisa is choosing between two girsais. There's a girsa of Ein L'Nemar and Bilshayim, which Taisa is preferring. And there's another girsa of Bechol Lashon, which Taisa is rejecting. I think the Emes of Pshat is the second way. That Bechol Lashon is the Emes of girsa, is the girsa that Rashi prefers. The Emes is Mashman Taisa, even that in their Gemaras it said Bechol Lashon. That's why I think when it starts, Hochi Gassinim Beseder HaMishnah, Ein L'Nemar and Bilshayim. What does it mean? Hochi Gassinim Beseder HaMishnah. It means Taisa apparently had a discrepancy in the Gemaras. It said Elin Emarim like what else? It says Elin Emarim Bechol Lashon. But Taisa pulled a Mishnayos off the shelf. It was a Yochanan Blaise Mishnayos off the shelf, or maybe it was a Kati. And he opened it up and he said, and there it says Bilshayim. So two different Gersois. So Taisa says the Gersov. It's a difference. Says Taisa, it's a difference in meaning. Elin Emarim Bilshayim is Mashma Dafka Lashon. You understand? Elin Emarim Bechol Lashon. The other Gersa is Mashma any Lashon at all. So Taisa, I prefer the Gersa Bilshayim because the Gemara is not Mashma that it's any Lashon at all. It's the opposite. In other words, if according to the Gersa Bechol Lashon, that would be Mashma Ben Shemeya Ben Shemeya Ben Eni Shemeya. Ube Gemara Lay Mashma Ochi, and the Gemara is not Mashma that it's Ben Shemeya Ben Eni Shemeya. The Gemara is Mashma is Dafka Lashon Shu Mevin, and therefore I prefer, says Taisa, the Gersa Bilshayim. The opposite of the way, so the some of that Chayim at least understood. And then already, it's not hard to find where in the Gemara is it such a mashmah. That's a very much mashmah in the Gemara. Because the Gemara, every single lima, the Gemara brings for every single one of these things, Pasha Saita and Vidi Meiser and Kriyashma and we'll talk about, but Shua Seidus and Shua Sepikon, and for each one of them, the Gemara brings a drasha. And all of the drashas have the same syntax. They're all drashas of Bechol Lashon Shehu Shemeya. Shma Bechol Lashon Shehu Shemeya. Or Rashi actually Rashi changes it even in the top of by Saita. Rashi says bechaloshen shehi shemas, v'omer el ha'isha bechaloshen shehi shemas, and the same thing later by Shavuos Eidus. It says v'shama kol ola bechaloshen shehi shemas. So that's what Taisa means. B'gemara le mashmachi. The Gemara is mashma that it's not bechaloshen any loshen at all. It's dafke beloshen shehi shemas. Dafke loshen that you understand, that she understands. So therefore, that's the flow of Taisa saying, I prefer the Girsa of Bilshayim, the way it is in the Mishnayos, not the Girsa of Bechol Lashon, the way it's printed in the Shas. Because the Gemara is dash, because in the Gemara you see all the drushes are in the Nusach of Bechol Lashon, Shul Shemeya, or Shehi Shemas, meaning a Lashon that you understand. But it means only a Lashon you understand, Bilshayim, not Bechol Lashon. And then that's the next Taisa that Taisa continues. Melu, now we understand why some things are in the Mishnah and some things are not in the Mishnah. The things that are in the Mishnah, you daf kaf debel shaynim. The things that are not in the Mishnah, those kataka be bechol lashon, those kataka be bechol lashon, regardless of whether you understand it or not. So Taisa, according to Taisa, comes out that the Mishnah that says elin emor bechol lashon, it's telling me not only certainly telling me a kulah that you don't need lashon kodesh. Elin emor bechol lashon, contradistinction, the things that are dafka b'loshon hakodesh, the ve'elu in the sefer, the things that are dafka b'loshon hakodesh. So there's no question that elin emor bechol elu ne'emorim bilshonim, the resha is certainly telling me a kula that you don't need loshon kodesh. But according to Taisa, it's also telling me a chumrah that yes, you don't need loshon kodesh, but you do need to have bilshonim. It has to be loshon shu meivin, and that's to distinguish it, to distinguish these things from everything else out there, like Kiddush and Halal and so on, that's not mentioned, not in the Reisha nor in the Sefer, that doesn't need neither Lashon Kodesh nor Bilshayim, that you can say in any Lashon at all.
Would Hebrew be okay?
Would what?
Hebrew?
Pastors, yeah. Pastors, even according to the Gersa of Elin Nemar Bilshayim, we'll talk about it, we'll see. Meanwhile, it's not Mukhuch, but I think the Emes is here. Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, we don't really have enough evidence, but I think the emphasis is that Lashon Kodesh should be good regardless. On the other hand, Rashi, who's going to say, Elinemar b'chol Lashon. In Rashi, the Rashi is only telling me a kulam, that you don't need Lashon Kodesh. It's not mashma than any chum at all. So, l'fi Rashi, l'chore, there's no mokum for this distinction that Tosfos is making between the things that are in the Reisha that dafka have to be b'loshen shu mevin, and the things that are not mentioned in the Mishnah at all that could be b'choloshen, that could be b'choloshen. These are also b'choloshen. So according to Rashi, could be according to Rashi that you don't have to understand even the things in the Mishnah. You don't have to understand what they mean. Maybe you don't have to understand what they mean according to Rashi. Or I'm not sure. Could be according to Rashi. I mean, the drasha is b'choloshen shu shomer. The drasha is mashma has to be b'loshen that you understand. So maybe it's labdaf according to Rashi, or it could be the Rashi holds that even the things that are not in the Mishnah, you have to understand them. Maybe that's a given. Rashi might concede that if you don't understand it, it's garnished. You know, a drunken Turk is nothing. If you say it in Turkish, it's nothing. Rashi might hold it as a davar poshut, but it's not the difference. That's not the point of the Mishnah according to Rashi. And if it's not the point of the Mishnah, then there's no welcome to say that there's a difference in that regard between the things that are in the Mishnah and the things that are not in the Mishnah. I'm non-committal whether Rashi agrees to Tosfos' din or does not agree to Tosfos' din in the things that are in the Mishnah. The things that are in the Mishnah, maybe Rashi holds, they also don't have to be b'lashonim. He doesn't have to give us a b'lashonim. Maybe Rashi holds, they do have to be b'lashonim, even though that's not what it says in the Mishnah, but maybe it's a davar poshut. If you don't understand it, then it's meaningless. Kach ekach, I'm non-committal, but what I do believe is that according to Rashi, there's no mokum l'chalak between the things that are in the Mishnah and the things that are not in the Mishnah. Because that's not what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is not making the point of this chumrah that you need davka b'lashonah. The Mishnah is saying you don't need Lashon Kodesh. You don't need Lashon Kodesh. You can say it in any language. Does it have to be a language you understand? Yeah, Yishlonim b'dover. What's the din of a language you don't understand? But it's not part of the content of the Mishnah, and if it's not part of the content of the Mishnah, there's no mokum to think that there's a difference between the things that are in the Mishnah and the things that are not in the Mishnah.
Why can we say Tana v'shayer?
And what Rashi does with Tana v'shayer is a shayer. What do you do with the Tana v'shayer? But it's not going to help us to say but Tosfos' answer is not available to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, the Mishnah is not saying that you have to understand the language.
I'm saying even Tosfos' question to begin with, in general, the concept.
Oh, why didn't Tosfos answer Tana v'shayer? Yeah, the Tosfos Rosh and Marach, when do you say Tana v'shayer? He says sometimes, Tosfos over here, Tosfos Rosh and Marach, also in Tosfos, it's interesting, Tosfos Rosh doesn't ask Tosfos' capture from Halal and finish and so on, that he ignores. Come back to that. But Tosfos Rosh asks from Shuas had, that Shuas had a Yonim and Shuas Bitui. Says Shuas Eidus and Shuas Epikotin. Why not talk about Shuas Adayonim and Shuas Bitui? So he's marach whether you say Tana v'shayer. You don't say Tana v'shayer. Maybe by Elu you don't say Tana v'shayer. I don't remember the details from Tosfos Rosh. I don't know why Tosfos didn't answer Tana v'shayer any of that. Maybe because it says Elu. Maybe when it says Elu you don't say Tana v'shayer. Yeah, but it's interesting. The Magen Avraham brings Tosfos' distinction the halacha lemaisa. That the things that are in the Mishnah, you have to understand it if you say it in another language. And the things that are not in the Mishnah, like Halal and Kiddush, you can say it even in a language you don't understand. L'chayr, l'fi Rashi, according to Rashi's gish in the Mishnah, there's really no mokum to say Taisis is chiluk. I think the emes that this machlek is Rashi and Taisis has shroshim in how they learned the Gemara. We'll see in a minute. First of all, what's the svar for Taisis? What's the difference? Why should it be that the things that are in the Mishnah, you could say them in the Reisha, the Nemorim, you could say them in foreign language, they don't need Lashon Kodesh, the Gemara Dashans. But even though they don't need Lashon Kodesh, but it has to be a Lashon that you understand. And the things that are not in the Mishnah could be in any language at all. So, Mishnah, what's the difference one and the other? The Chayim grapple with this Taisis. Chayim asking Taisis. What's the Sar? Mecha Taisa. If a language you don't understand is good enough for Kiddush, so why isn't it good enough for Kriya Shema? And if it's not good enough for Kriya Shema, then why is a guest good enough for Kiddush? Mecha Teisa L'chalak. So the Chor Pashup Shat is. We already saw in Rashi that the default setting, if without any drushes at all, is that you don't need Lashon Kodesh. You don't need any. If there's no psukim at all, you have some, like Kiddush the Moshe. There's no psukim at all. If it has to be Lashon Kodesh, not Lashon Kodesh. There's no psukim at all. So it's Mavu and Rashi. The stomach is that you don't need Lashon Kodesh. It's B'chol Lashon. Rashi is at pains to say. So why, also, when it comes to Parshas Sota, the Gemara has a limud for it? Gemara is a limud. Top of the first limud, the top of Amud Beis, Parshas Sota Minolam, Nechiv Amar Kain Elisha, Bechalosh Nishu Oimer, Rashi amends it, Bechalosh Nishu Shemas. And I'll go upon him, there's a limud. What do you need a limud? Stomai Kippayushu, that you're dead is Bechalosh. So Rashi answers that without a, he has a Sifrei, Rashi found a Sifrei. Without a limud, that, here there's a counter limud. There's a limud that maybe it needs Lashon Kodesh. There's a havamina that there's a limud that it needs Lashon Kodesh. So I need a limud by Parsha Soita to be mitzi from the havamina. And the emes is Rashi throughout the sugya and Tosfos also throughout the sugya. Both hold that all of the cases in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is of the ratio, all of the cases where the Gemara brings drushes to explain why these things in the Gemara and Bechaloshin, all the cases of the ratio, the Gemara brings drushes for them. In each one of these cases, we'll see one by one, in each one of these cases, there's a havamina that should be dafka lashon chedesh. By soita, Rashi spells it out in Perish. Sifrei, I would have learned it out, kavachayim miyavam. Later on, by birchas hamazon, the Gemara says, birchas hamazon is sivya chalte v'sovote and lamed gimel. It says, birchas hamazon is sivya chalte v'sovote v'achtos shemel kecha v'chaloshin sh'atam v'varach. So it sounds like there's a pesedrosha b'chaloshin shatam mevarach. Zokt Rashi that here we're not goyis minolam. Rashi erases it. He says no drosha of minolam because says Rashi there's no pasuk that it should need to be loshin kodesh. So why do we need a pasuk that is by that is b'chaloshin? Right? Rashi's in Hachi Gaisino. It's about two-thirds of the way down the Rashi Lam Gimel and Aleph. Hachi Gaisino. Birchas Hamazon de Sivu Verachto. Look, Hashem in Nolan. Do lo yiboya kod im hecha teisli vin Lashon Kodesh. Rashi Beferish. Birchas Hamazon says, no, have a minute should be Lashon Kodesh. So you don't need a pasuk that is Bechol Lashon. Then the Gemara says Shavuos Eidus Lomash Shavuos Eidus the Siv Nefesh Kisechta V'Shama Kalola V'Chaloshin Shishemas. So Rashi Shavuos Eidus Minolon the Leikosav Kro Ikla Meimer Debina Dumi the Shavuos Hagisam Arayvel Shibaloshin Hakadosh. So Rashi explains by Shavuos Eidus you need a pasuk because if I didn't have a pasuk by Shavuos Eidus I would have learned it out from Shavuos Hagisam Arayvel and Shavuos Hagisam Arayvel is the archetype of something that has to be in Loshin Kodesh. So you see throughout the sugya. Some of the ones we have to figure them out a little bit, but you see Rashi's mahalak throughout the whole sugya is that if you don't have any drushes at all, it's b'chol lashon. The ones in the Mishnah that need a drush, the reason the Gemara requires a drush only when there's a havamina to learn the other way around, it has to be dafka b'lashon HaKadosh. So let's just think it out one by one. I don't know how much the Olam is holding in the Gemara, but I mean, I hope the Olam is holding the whole Gemara. But the Gemara has Parshas Soita, so Rashi explains this is a fray. Without the drush, we said kavachayim miyavama. I would have thought it's lashon HaKadosh, so I need a drush. B'chaloshin shishemas, it could be any loshin. The next one you have vidi ma'aser. That's so the Gemara really spell out what's the havam. You know, the Gemara says that vidi ma'aser we learn out the omar from soita. We learn out from soita the omar of omar. Or v'yamarta. So v'yamarta l'tnei Hashem alekecha. So we learn out amira mi soita. So the Gemara asks, why not learn out amira from agizim and arevel? Gemara says we're done amira she'em by aniyah from amira she'em by aniyah, whereas by hargizim and arevel it is an amira, but it also says aniyah. So they were thinking also even the Gemara doesn't spell it out. But they also understand if not for the limud from soita, I would have tackled into that amira from hargizim and arevel. So I need the limud from soita to tell me no, there's a more similar amira by Pasha soita that does not have to be blushing kodesh. And then you have. Yeah, Tefillah Taka doesn't say Minolan. Tefillah maybe is different, I don't know. Tefillah says Rachmi. And then you have Birchas Hamazon, Rashi Taka says, you're not going to Minolan. Taka doesn't need a limud. And then Shavuos Eidus, and Shavuos Sepikot, and Rashi says, otherwise I would have learned that. I would have learned that from Shavuos Hargizim and Arevel. That's why you have to have a limud. You see throughout the whole Rashi, where do you need a limud? You need a limud where there's a havamina that should be b'lashon kodesh. Where there's no havamina, you don't need a limud. Emes Taisa the same thing. Taisa of a birchas hamazon. And let me give him a lot of Taisa birchas hamazon. Taisa says, Rashi shibish agirsa. Rashi took out the word minol my birchas hamazon. Because there's no havamina of birchas hamazon. You have to be b'lashon kodesh. I should need a pasuk otherwise. So Taisa says, no, there is a havamina. Because I would have learned out birchas hamazon from birchas hagrizim. And then Shuas Hagizim, he says, also like Rashi, I wouldn't have would like from Shuas Hagizim and Arevo. So because Ben Lerashi, Ben Letaisis, Ben Lerashi, Ben Letaisis, you see that without any limudim at all, if I have a blank slate, so it's Bechol Lashon. I need a drasha to tell me Bechol Lashon Shishemas, where there's a Havamina, there should be Belashon HaKadosh. So if that's the case, yeah.
What does taking out Minoam do? Why do we still need a pasuk even if we don't have a Minoam?
Right. What is what?
Why do we still need a pasuk?
Yeah, I think according to Rashi, taken out of Joshua. When it says Bechaltim Sotav Rachdim Bechaloshin Shatim Bechaltim Avarach, it means not a Joshua. It means it says that it says Bechaltim Sotav Rachdim. It doesn't say otherwise. It doesn't say that it needs to be Bechaloshin Kodesh. So therefore, presumably, it would be Bechaloshin. But that's not Bechaloshin Joshua. And types of notes, but there is drasha. This is a drasha. Maybe some yitir or something. I don't know where the yitir is. Uveirachta is mashm becholoshin shatam avark. Somehow, types going to have to learn this. There's some yitir, some mashmois of becholoshin because it's a minolon. My interaction, not a minolon. Pavas nisht. It says it says uveirachta. So why should you have to have loshin kodesh? There's no reason to think it has to be loshin kodesh. So now I think we understand. First of all, very gishmak. What's the mokar lechalik that the things in the Mishnah have to be dafke bilshaynon, but the things that are not in the Mishnah could be b'chalosh and mamish? You can say it even in Turkish. What's the difference? The difference is poshut. What the things in the Mishnah have in common is that by all of the things in the Mishnah, there was a havamina to dashin that you need dafke loshen kodesh. And how do we know the attacker don't need loshen kodesh? Because in each one of them there's a drosha, but always the grammar of the drosha is, well, by Birchas Hamazon not so mufush, but by the other ones, the lashon of the drosha is Bechaloshin Shishemas. Bechaloshin Shushemeh. Shema Bechaloshin Shushemeh. You know, the Omer El Isha Bechaloshin Shishemas. The drosha is, so there's a how many Loshon Kodesh? The drosha is, Ad Kadei Kachna, Loshon Kodesh you don't need. You could do any Loshon Shishemas, but it has to be Loshon Shishemas. Masha'enkin, the things that are not in the Mishnah, there's no havana, there should have to be Lashon Kodesh. They don't need a drush at all. Without a drush, you don't need Lashon Shishamas, then it could be any Lashon at all, then it's Bechal Lashon. Where it's a Svar Be'alma that it should be Bechal, where there's no havana, there should have to be Lashon Kodesh, then there's no mukka to say that it has to be Dafka, Lashon Shumakir. I think that's Pashup Shadon Taisus. You have to know by benching, because it doesn't say, where in benching is there a Lashon of Lashon Shu Shemea? It says, Beloshon Shehu Mevarech. Maybe that's also what it means. Beloshon Shehu Mevarech. If you don't know Turkish, how are you going to be? You're not going to be normally mevarach but Turkish. I'm saying, where's the mashmois by Birchas Hamazon? But the other ones, it's Beloshon Shu Shemeah. Okay. But I'll compare them. If I say there is some mashmois, okay. Beloshon Shu Mevarach. And then also I hear in Svar, what's the Svar? First of all, I understand this technically. The difference between the things that are in the Mishnah and the things that are not in the Mishnah is that all the things in the Mishnah are learned out from a drasha. There's a drasha that you don't need Lashon Kodesh. And without the drasha, you would have needed Lashon Kodesh. Well, the drasha only goes as far as the drasha goes. The drasha only goes as far as Bechal Lashon Shu Shemeah. But if it's not a Lashon Shu Shemeah, then it's not included in the drasha. That far we can't go. But the things that are not in the Mishnah, there was never a Havanish in Lashon Kodesh. You don't have to come on to a drasha Bechal Lashon Shu Shemeah. So you're not limited by the parameters of Lashon Shu Shemeah. May let's talk about any Lashon. And that's Mamish Poshim Shatan Taisus. And the Emes is also, I think it affects also the Havon of Taisus. What's the Havon of this distinction that it has to be Dafka Lashon Shu Shemeah? A lot of achrayim have a notion that the reason why you need a lashon shu shemeah by other languages, whereas by lashon kodesh the pashtus is, we touched on before, the pashtus is that if you say something lashon kodesh, you don't have to understand it. If you hear something lashon kodesh and you don't understand lashon kodesh, that's more complicated. That's a machlekes Rashi and the Rosh and Megillah that we'll talk about tomorrow, Mitzvah. But if you say something lashon kodesh, let's say a person davens in lashon kodesh, doesn't know lashon kodesh. Lots of people don't know Lashon Kodesh, and they daven in according to the interlinear. So the pastors is that you are, yes. Pastors are the are, yes. So that's the difference. So a lot of Achayim have this notion. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Mishabura mentions this somewhere. But it's a commonplace Kesorin Achayim. That Lashon Kodesh is a Lashon Be'etzem. That's the Lashon that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created. So it doesn't matter whether you understand it or you don't understand it. But it's a Lashon Be'etzem, so you said it. But other Lashonis are just a convention. It really just sounds. What makes it into a Lashon? The fact that you understand it means something to you. If it doesn't mean anything to you, then it just sounds. Such a Sfar out there in the world. I think in Tosfos is a Vada Muchach, not like that Sfar. Because if that was the Svara, then there'd be no. So what's the difference if it's Kriya Shema or if it's and Halo? Or what's the difference if Kriya Shema or if it's Halo? What's the difference if it's Bichas Amosan or Tfilo? If it's not a Lashon, it's not a Lashon. It shouldn't be a Lashon even for Halo and Kiddush, for the things that are not in the Mishnah. Chayetz Bruch and Tosfos, they didn't have that Svara. A Lashon is a Lashon regardless. Lashon is a Lashon. That doesn't matter. French is also Lashon. There are millions of people who talk French. Unfortunately, they're Frenchmen, but there are millions of people who talk French, and so it's a Lashon. That's not the Nekud over here. So what is the Nekud? I think the Fitaisa in the Nekud is that all of these things in the Mishnah, there's a Havamina, there's a Tzad Yishni Lashon Kodesh. So even though we have a drasha that says B'chaloshen Shushameya, that you don't need Lashon Kodesh, but you need at least a Lashon that's Miyuchad, that's Choshev by him. It's like just Lesabra Soizen. I'm not saying it's really anything, it's comparable at all, but just Lesabra Soizen, like we had in Brochus, that we have things that are the Shivas Hamina Torah that are Choshev, and then you have a thing that's Chovev to me, so I made it Choshev. So it's also a Chashivas, is what the Torah calls Chovev. So Lashon Kodesh is Be'etzim, the Lashon of Chai Yisrael. So that's a Lashon that has a Chashivas. It's the most Choshev of Lashon. In Hilchas HaTorah, it's the most Choshev of Lashon. So I would have thought, some things Taka only need Lashon, some things need Dafka Lashon Kodesh. Hargizim and Arevel, Yivama, there are certain things that they have to be Lashon Kodesh. And all the things in the Mishnah, in the Reisha, I would have also had a Vahamina, you need Lashon Kodesh. So the Torah says it's a Riboy. You don't need Lashon Kodesh Mamish. It doesn't have to be Mamish, the Lashon of Yisrael. But it has to be a Lashon that's your Lashon, at least. That the Lashon that by you is Choshev. So that means the Lashon that you speak. Your mama Lashon, or even a Lashon, your second language, doesn't matter. But a Lashon that you're Maven, so by you it has a Chashivos, so the Torah, so we have a Riboy, that's also Choshev enough, that it's also Meyuchad enough. That's the Lashon. Lashon Kodesh is the Lashon that's Meyuchad by everybody. But this is a Lashon that's Meyuchad by you. By you, this is the Meyuchadik Lashon. So we're Marbech a Lashon Sha'at Hashemeya. But a Lashon that's not Lashon Kodesh, and it's not a Lashon Yibuchal Vani Shaychas too. So that's not that lashon that doesn't have a chashivus enough that it should be included in the drush. But where you don't need a drush at all, the things that are not included in the mission at all, there was no half of you need lashon kaidish. So if you don't need lashon kaidish, you don't even need lashon amiyuchad la either. But the kudah I want to bring out is, I think in Tosfos it's muchuch, that the svara why elin emar vilshoinim, you have to understand the lashon, has nothing to do with the svara that if you don't understand it, it's not a lashon. A lashon it is, but it's not a chashiv a lashon by you. So a lashon kaidish is a lashon that's chashiv by all Jews. And a lashon that you understand, it's like an achshavei. So by you, it's a choshev a lashon. So the Torah said, okay, there's a b'chol lashon shishameh. That's also good. But a lashon that's time you have no connection to, so that would not matter. Again, but only by those things that needed a ribui. But those things that didn't need a ribui in the first place, like halal and kiddush, they never needed a ribui in the first place. It's never a havin, they should have to be a lashon kiddush. So then there's no mokka to say that should dafka have to be a lashon shishameh. I think that's pshat in Tosfos. Mele Fizeh is very good smack of thing. That Rashi and Tosfos Shitosim. Because this Mahalach only works according to Tosfos, that everything in the Mishnah needed a Ribui. But Tosfos, because Tosfos learns that Birchas HaMazon also needs a Ribui. Because otherwise I learned that from Birchas HaGizim. But Rashi says that Birchas HaMazon, Rashi's Birchas HaMazon, you're not going to be Mindolim. Because his Birchas HaMazon doesn't need a Ribui. There's no Havim, it should have to be B'Loshon Kodesh. So according to Rashi, Birchas HaMazon is something that does not need a Ribui. And it's in the Mishnah anyway. So according to Rashi, there's no mokum to make this distinction that the things that are in the Mishnah, they needed a ribui, so they have to be dafke b'loshon shu maven. And the things that are not in the Mishnah, they didn't need a ribui, they could be b'chaloshon. According to Rashi, you have in the Mishnah itself, b'chas ha-moslem, didn't need a ribui. Whereas according to Tosfos, everything in the Mishnah needed a ribui. So Tosfos, but the Tosfos of b'chas ha-moslem, we have machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos both agree in the broad outlines of the sugya, that you need a ribui only lapuki from you don't need a ribui for lashon shu shat shat shemeya only when there's a hav mina should be b'lashon hakodesh. So that, in that regard, Rashi and Tosfos are on the same page. See later on, other Rishonim maybe have different halacha in the whole sugya, but Rashi and Tosfos share the assumption that the default is you don't need lashon kodesh. The default is it's b'chol lashon. You only need a ribui la'apuki from some havamina that should have to be b'lashon hakodesh. That they're the same, but Rashi and Tosfos diverge in that according to Tosfos, all the things in the reisha are all things that needed a ribui. All the cases in the reisha needed a ribui. According to Tosfos, not according to Rashi, it's not true. Birchas Hamazon did not need a ribui. So that is very gushmak l'shitosim. Rashi is goes b'chol lashon, not goes b'lshoinim, because he doesn't think that, because b'lshoinim we match with them, that the reisha telling me a chumra that you need dafke b'lshoinim la'puki other things that don't have to be dafke b'lshoinim, they could be b'chol lashon. According to Rashi, there's no makom to seishet shechila. Birchas Hamazon, why should Birchas Hamazon be different than Kiddush? By neither of them is the havim yishin loshin kodesh. Neither of them is learned out from a drasha. So everything's the same. So Rashi takas goes b'chol lashon, he's not goes b'lshoinim. Taisel Shitasi holds that Birchas Hamazon also doesn't have a minish of Yibosh and Kodesh. I wouldn't learn that from Birchas Agrizim. And Birchas Hamazon also needs a ribui. So everything in the Mishnah needed a ribui. So Mele, according to Taisel, I'm welcome to say, the Mishnah telling me a chumra also, that these things that need a ribui, the ribui is only Bilshoinah, but not Bechaloshin. But those things that are not in the Mishnah, they never needed a ribui in the first place. Those things, Ketaka be Bechaloshin, doesn't have to be Bilshoinah. The one case that you have to know, even according to Taisel, is Tfilah. Because Tfilah also, there's no Havamina, it should be Bilshoinah and Kodesh. I mean, as far as I see, it doesn't say any Havamina. It doesn't even say the word Minolim. The Gemara says, Tfilah is the Rachamayu. Balecha de Boy Masli. If he tells us, so Tfilah should be good even in a language you don't understand. There you can say, Poshut. The whole reason why Tfilah is Bechalosh, is Bilshoinom, is because it's Rachamay, so you can be Mavakas Rachamim, and it doesn't have to be Lashon Kodesh. But by the same token that Bakosh is Rachamim, for the same reason that Bakosh is Rachamim doesn't have to be Lashon Kodesh, it does have to be in a Lashon that you understand. Because if you don't understand it, then it has the Bakosh is Rachamim. So I know Tefillah might be an anomaly altogether. Tefillah might need to be B'lashonim for a different reason entirely. Not because it was some Havamina that needed to be Lashon Kodesh, and there's a Drosh of B'chaloshon Shad Shemeah. Tefillah is altogether a Svarah, but it's a Svarah that it's Bakosh is Rachamim. If I can, maybe it's Gishmach, because the Emes Gemara is Shver. According to Tosfos and Rashi's whole Shita, that you only need a drasha when there's some havmir should be dafka b'loshon kodesh, but otherwise the default setting all over is b'choloshon, kiddush and halal don't have any drashas, and they're b'choloshon. So why do the Gemara have to come on to rachamin? The Gemara should just say that tefillah is b'choloshon, tefillah is b'choloshon, because there's no havmir should be b'loshon kodesh. Where does it say tefillah has to be b'loshon kodesh? It's like kiddush and halal. Why should tefillah be different than kiddush and halal? So why do the Gemara need to come on to the fact that it's rachamin? The answer is the Gemara is not explaining why it's not b'loshon kodesh. The Gemara maybe is explaining why it is b'lshoinim. Why does it have to be b'lshoinim? So that means one package deal. So the Gemara says tefillah is b'lshoinim because it's rachamim. Because it's rachamim, the fashteitzich is the language of your heart. Yesh lo dno l'fi zeh. I'm just wondering now. So what if you daven l'shon kodesh, you don't understand it? So how's it rachamim? If tefillah needs to be a language you understand, because otherwise it's not because it's rachamim, so then why does it have to be lashon kodesh? I mean, then even if it's lashon kodesh, why you should have to understand lashon kodesh? In other words, if a person davens lashon kodesh and doesn't understand lashon kodesh, he's yaitzei tefillah. Hashem says, yeah, l'chayr, if it's rachamim, so then why should that be? Yeah, no, maybe nechrami, maybe according to Tosfos, tefillah, you know, yaitzei don't understand it, even if it's lashon kodesh. The way it's mustabit to me. According to Tosfos, without any psukim at all, it's b'chol lashon. So that when there's a posuk, you need lashon shat shemeh. Tefillah is no posuk. There's no posuk. So why isn't it b'chol? Why is it after lashon shat shemeh? Why do you have to understand French? You should be able to say it in Turkish. Why is it only good in English? You should be able to say it in Turkish. You should be able to daven in Turkish. Akoch ha'chatoyim. Because rachami, the same. The Gemara says rachami in Turkish, not rachami. Well, if that's the case, then lashon kodesh is the same thing. If I don't understand lashon kodesh, then it's not rachami.
We see the Lashon HaKodesh is like its own etzem, it has inherent meaning to it. So then even if you don't understand what you're saying, then it still has inherent rach attributed to
it. But I'm telling you, I don't have a mocha for that spot. So with time introduced it on our own, it's hard to do. any day. I don't know. Sorry.
Is there a first interest in my brachas that you only perish on the first bracha?
That's some first. Mars is only kavana by the first bracha.
That's what they understand
it. But also, they also, it means you don't have to concentrate on the words, but it doesn't mean you don't have to know what they mean. Like I'm for Dremel, I'm thinking about something else. But if it's a language I don't understand at all, probably that's nothing. Again, Mechatayse, why should it be different? Taisus learns pshat in the Mishnah, Eilu Ne'emar B'Lshoshaynam, that you can't daven in Turkish. That's stating Taisus. It says Eilu Ne'emar B'Lshoshaynam means you can't daven in Turkish. You could say Kiddush in Turkish, you could say Hallel in Turkish, you can make Brachas in Turkish, but you can't daven in Turkish. That says in the Mishnah, Eilu Ne'emar B'Lshoshaynam. Why is it any different? Why? So everything else in the Mishnah I understand, because everything else in the Mishnah, there's a Havin should be B'Lshon Kiddush, and there's a drasha that it becholosh and shata shemeya, and losh and shata shemeya means a language you understand. But by daven, by tefillah, there's no having a mishnah losh and kaidish. There's no drasha becholosh and shata shemeya. So why does the mishnah say that it's only ne'emar b'lshonim? It should not be in the mishnah. Tefillah should not be in the mishnah. Tefillah should be like halal and other things that they're b'lshonim. So al karchach you have to say that tefillah is different because tefillah is rachami, and if you don't understand Turkish, then it's not rachami. Well, if that's true, then it should be true in losh and kaidish too. So in Echrami, I don't know, maybe it is true. It's not Mukhuch, maybe in Echrami, maybe Lefi Taisus. If you daven in Lashon Kodesh, don't understand it, it's not, you're not Yotze. It's not so impossible. It's not a Gemara Mefresh anyway. Shmuel Gaon Bemis has a suffix, Tamas, if a person daven in Lashon Kodesh, if he's Yotze, if he doesn't understand it. But the Halach, we assume, the Paiskim assume that you are Yotze. But it's not impossible to hold the Taisus and the Taisus not that way.
Can it be that the Havamina was the Gemara about the Malchai Sharis, that they don't understand these other languages?
Maybe Tefillah needs, but Tefillah doesn't have a plus. I mean, maybe you need Rachami, because otherwise I would have said you need Lashon Kodesh, Mitzad the Malachim. So there's a Havamina, you need Lashon Kodesh, Mitzad the Malachim. So the Gemara has to say no, but it's Rachami, you know, so you could answer in any language at all, and either Malachim, it's okay, but Sibur, so you don't need the Malachim. But maybe it's a Havamina, you know, you should dive in a language the Malachim understand. Here, Ulay. Maybe it's a Malcolm Lechalik, but kind of now in that line. But I think this is the Loyashus. I think the Yashus is, without, we're not, and again, I don't think we have to faint from such a thing. Could very well be, if he tosses Chesh Mazat, that Tefillah has to be, that if you don't understand Lashon Kodesh, not yet, you're Tefillah. I don't think it's the end of the world. So anyway, Sophic Prima Gonim, so, okay. Maskon of the Prima Gonim holds that you are yet, but it's not impossible to toss souls that way. In the Etzem Havon, so like this, comes out that Ben the Rashi, Ben the Taisus, they both share the basic Havon of the Sugya. That if there's no Psukim at all, absent any Psukim, it will be B'chaloshim. The Gemara only requires Droshas for the various items of the Resha that they're Nemer B'chaloshim or B'lshoinim, according to Taisus. Because in each one of those cases, there's some havamina that it should dafka be b'loshon kodesh, and I need a pasuk la'tuke from the havamina that it should dafka be b'loshon kodesh. And we saw in Rashi and Tosfos, they go through one by one. Saita needs a pasuk that is b'chaloshim or b'shoinim. When Tosfos b'shoinim, when Rashi b'chaloshim, Saita needs a pasuk. Otherwise, I would have learned that a kal v'chaimer from Yavama. Vidimaisi needs a pasuk. Otherwise, I would learn to that from Hagizim and Arevel. Right, tefillah is an anomaly, so we'll leave tefillah aside. Bichas amozen, takam achleikas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi also knows havamina should be loshon kodesh. You takam don't need a pasuk. Tosfos also is a havamina should be loshon kodesh. Hagrizim and bichas hagrizim. So you need a pasuk that it could be b'chol loshon. Shuas haedus and shuas hapikodin. There's a havamina to learn out from shuas hagrizim and arevel. I need a pasuk that it's b'chol loshon. So Rashi and Tosfos both agree that you only need a pasuk for b'chol loshon when there's a havamina from some counter pasuk that it should have been b'loshon kodesh. Rashi and Taisus only diverge. That's a submachlekes. The basic havana of the sugya, they both agree. They argue that Rashi holds that there are some cases in the Mishnah, because Hamosin, namely, that taka doesn't need a pasuk. There's no havana mishnah b'lashon kodesh, and a taka doesn't need a pasuk. And Taisus holds no. Everything in the Mishnah needs a pasuk. And that we said l'shitosan. That's why Rashi is goris b'cholosh, and Taisus goris b'lshoinu. Because according to Taisus, the Mishnah is a unique set of cases that they all needed a pasuk, and therefore they all have a special chumrah that although they don't need lashon kodesh, but you need a lashon hamiyuchad, you need a lashon that's achshavei, a lashon that is b'lshoinam. Whereas things that are not in the Mishnah, they never even had a havamina to require Lashon Kodesh, so they're taka kosher b'chaloshim. But according to Rashi, the Mishnah is yesh v'yesh. There are some cases in the Mishnah that had a havamina that needed Lashon Kodesh and needed a drasha to tell me otherwise. And then you have Bichas HaMosen that there was no havamina that needed Lashon Kodesh, and I don't need a pasuk to tell me otherwise. So according to Rashi, the Mishnah is a chunk. Some cases are with the pasuk, some cases are without a pasuk. So therefore, Rashi holds that there's no milkum to say that the things that needed a pasuk they're dafka b'lshoinam, and the things that don't need a pasuk they're b'chaloshin. That distinction, according to Rashi, is not sustainable. And therefore, Rashi not goes to b'lshoinam because he learns this in the Mishnah. That's telling me some special chumrah in these things of the Reisha that they have to be dafka loshin shu'um eiv, and that's not available to Rashi. But I just want to stress that although Rashi is arguing that nekuda, which is an important nekuda, but they do agree in the basic havan of the sugya that the default setting is that it's b'chaloshin. I only need psukim where there's a havamina you need dafka b'loshin hakodesh. I think that there's another shita in Rishayim. It goes to the Gemara. The Gemara says in the bottom of the base with base. Rabbi is a machlekes Rabbi and Shere Rabbi and the Chachamim. If Kriyishma has to be b'loshin kodesh, the Mishnah says Kriyishma is b'chaloshin. The Gemara says Kriyishma midol nesishma yisol b'chaloshin shatav shemaya. But then the Gemara brings Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara brings this in a few places. Tana Rabbanan Kriyishma kichsov adiver Rabbi b'chamayim b'chaloshin. Rabbi holds Kriyishma has to be b'loshin kodesh. My time of the Rabbi. Amar kova hoyu b'ava yosim yihu. Rabbanan. What about the Rabbanan? Amar kosh shma b'chaloshin shatav shemaya. Rabbanan am yoksiv hoyu. Shalei kranim lefreya. Rabbi Shlo Yikrenu Mafreya Minole Nafkali Midvarim Hadvarim Avon Dvarim Advarim Limashmelu. Rabbi Nami Yaksiv Shema Mibor Lashmei Loz Dachamash Atamayitzim Mipicha. Rabbi Nesavik Madomer Akeri Shema Vleishmi Loz Neyotz. So because we have Machlekes Rabbi and Chachamim, Rabbi learns that Kriyish Master Dafka Biblosh and Kodesh Nidashin is Vahoyu Bahavi Yosem, and the Rabbanon hold like the Mishnah the Kriyishma is Bilshoinam Bchaloshin or Bilshoinam wherever you go is, and because Nidashin Shema Bchaloshin Shato Shemeh. Dr. Gemara Lema Kesava Rebbe Kol Atayra B'Chaloshin Nemra. Her Rebbe must hold that Kol Atayra is B'Chaloshin, because and that's why he needs a pasuk of Ahayu that Kriyishma needs to be B'Loshin Kodesh. These Salka Daitech B'Loshin Kodesh Nemra. If Kol Atayra is B'Loshin Kodesh, so why do we need a pasuk that Kriyishma is B'Loshin Kodesh? Kriyishma is included in Kol Atayra. Ahayu the Kosev Rechavan Olamali. There's no Itzich Mishum Nixiv Shema. I need a pasuk of ayu la puki from the drasha of the rabbanu's drasha of shema. Then the verse is the other way around. Leim k'savi rabbanu kol atayrukul b'loshin kodesh nemer. Yisak adayt dech b'chaloshin shema d'vasa rechman olamul. If kol atayrukul is b'chaloshin, so why do you need a pasuk that shema is b'chaloshin? Shema is included in kol atayrukul. Shema is part of kol atayrukul. So why do you need a drasha of shema? Must be kol atayrukul is b'loshin kodesh. Shema is a drasha of b'chaloshin. The verse says no. I need the drasha of shema. Same, similar answer. I need the drasha shema lapukiv from the drasha v'hoyu. It's a cryptic gemara. What's this kol atayra? What does it mean kol atayra? Kol atayra. There's a limud. There's a nidun. There's kol atayra b'loshin kodesh. Kol atayra is b'chaloshin. And if there's such a nidun, like why did gemara wake up now by kriyishma? Like why wasn't this the whole? We had a whole omud of drashas. My Megillah Saita, we remember that Megillah Saita, we know that Megillah Saita is b'chaloshin. And the Gemara dashed in the posuk b'chaloshin shishimas. The Gemara should have said lema kasavar. Whoever brought the drasha over there, lema kasavar. That kol atayra kula. Well, there's no tan over here, but lema. The Gemara should have talked about it. If kol atayra kula is b'chaloshin, then you don't need drasha by Saita. If kol atayra kula is b'loshin hakodesh, then maybe you do need a drasha by Saita. Like, well, why, when Gemara first wakes up by Kriyishma, why is it only needed by Kriyishma? And what does it even mean? Kol atayra. We have to. So Rashi learns. Well, maybe start the other way. Tyson, start with Tyson and Megillah. Tyson Brachas, I think, there's a Tyson Brachas in Gimel and Aleph, but there it's very cryptic. Tyson Megillah is more mefurish. Tyson Megillah asks this kasha. Tyson Megillah Yizayin and Beis, he says that the Gemara uses psukim ben lamad amar b'chaloshin emra, ben lamad amar b'loshin hakodesh emra. Also, actually cryptic to Tyson, what he means. You have in the Gemara Megillah the same Gemara about Rebbe and the Chachamim. Shmash, Leimakusav Rebbe, Leimakusav Rabban. You have the same Gemara both in Brachas and Megillah. So Taisus over there in Megillah, in that Gemara, says, so he says, Kosha. The Habaperek Elin Emarim, Matzich Kra, Ben Lemandamim Echaloshin Nemer, Ben Lemandamim Echaloshin Akkadish Nemer. That's so clear what Taisus' words mean. The Mashal explains Taisus. Then it's by us, we have Taisus Rosh, it's Mefurish, that this is the Kasha. That he's asking along the lines that we're asking now. In the Gemara, in the sugya itself, we have all the things that are nemar b'chalosh, and the Gemara has one by one. The Gemara is limudim. How do we know that tzayit is b'chalosh? How do we know that mikra bikurim is b'chalosh? How do we know that shuas ha'edus and shuas ha'pikadon is b'chalosh? One by one, we have psukim. Then you have the elin amar b'chalosh and hakadosh. There's also psukim. The Mishnah already has psukim for that. How do you know that the Yavama is B'loshon HaKadosh? We learn that from Akizim and Arebo. And how do we know that... down the line. We didn't go through it. But the Mishnah and the Gemara elaborates Akizim and Arebo itself. How do you know the Gemara says that it has to be B'loshon HaKadosh? So every time we have a din that you need B'choloshon, we have a drasha. Every time we have a din that you need B'loshon HaKadosh, we have a drasha. What's going on? Manashach. If Kala Tarakul is B'loshon HaKadosh, then you shouldn't need drashas for the things that are B'choloshon. I mean, it's the other way around. If Kala Tarakul is B'loshon HaKadosh, then the things that are B'loshon HaKadosh shouldn't need a drasha, whatever Kala Tarakul means. And if Kala Tarakul is B'choloshon, then the things that are B'choloshon shouldn't need a drasha. You see, in the Gemara by Kriya Shema, the Gemara says, if Kala Tarakul is B'loshon HaKadosh, you don't need a pasuk that Shema is B'loshon HaKadosh. And if Kala Tarakul is B'choloshon, you don't need a pasuk that Shema is B'choloshon. So how come by Soita and Megidim Meister and Hagizim and Arevol and every other case in the Gemara, we require psukim on both sides of the ledger. We require psukim for the B'chol Lashon things. We require psukim for the Lashon HaKadosh things. And yet when it comes to Kriya Shema, the Gemara says a different thing, that you don't need Shema if Kala Torah is B'Lashon HaKadosh, then you don't need a Pasuk of Hayu, and if Kala Torah Kul is B'chol Lashon, you don't need a Pasuk of Shema. So what changed? So Taisus answers, Taisus in Brachas, Taisus in Megillah, Taisus in Rosh Bayas, they all answer that Ein Echinami. If Kolatara, first of all, they say Kolatara means, what are the words Kolatara? Kolatara means any time you have to say something, any time the Torah requires you to say something. Is the presumption that it has to be B'Loshon HaKadosh, or is the presumption that it's B'Chol Lashon? And that's an open question. And the Gemara therefore is saying, the Gemara is not sure. And all the Gemaras that bring drushes for the things that are b'chol lashon, that's on the tzad that kol Torah kul is b'loshon HaKadosh. Those Gemaras hedging its bets. And all the Gemaras that bring drushes for the things that are b'loshon HaKadosh, that's on the tzad that kol Torah kul is b'chol lashon. The Gemaras pashut hedging its bets both ways. The Gemaras not sure what's the default setting. Is the default b'loshon HaKadosh or is the default b'chol lashon? So the Gemara brings case by case. The Gemara's not sure. So the Gemara brings drushes one way, drushes the other way. Half the drushes, Taka don't need. Because if Kala Torah is B'Loshon HaKadosh Nemar, then you can throw out all the drushes that are for B'Loshon HaKadosh. And if Kala Torah is B'Chol Lashon Nemar, you can throw out all the drushes for we don't. But the Gemara is not sure, so therefore the Gemara brings drushes to Kaan, the Gemara brings drushes to Kaan. That's how they learn the whole sugya. It's interesting. The halach and the sugya. It's really a chiddush to me because, first of all, the Mishnah Beferish requires drushes for the things that are B'Loshon HaKadosh. The Mishnah doesn't mention any drushes for the Resha. But the Mishnah has drushes from the Sefer. Yevama is learned from Hagizim and Arevel. So you see, according to these Rishonim, you see the Mishnah at least holds that Kala Torah Kulu must be B'chol Lashon. That's when we need Psukim for the things that are B'Loshon HaKadosh. So Mechatesu to invent this, and Machalik is out there, and there's some other possibility. I have a Mishnah that says that Kala Torah is B'Loshon HaKadosh. Like, why doesn't one think that there's a Havim in otherwise? That's so clear to me. That's how they learn the sugya. So a little bit strange. Why is it when I first wake up by Kriya Shema? Because that the whole Gemara really this is the subtext of the whole Gemara. When Gemara says Soita min Olon, really Gemara could have said because Kala Torah Kul is B'Loshon is you don't need any pasuk because Kala Torah Kul is B'Chol Lashon. But the Gemara says, but maybe Kala Torah is B'Loshon HaKadosh. How do you know Soita is different? So we have a drasha. Every drasha over here is on the tzad that maybe Kala Torah is otherwise. So how come we come to all of a sudden by Kriya Shema the Gemara makes it explicit? It was the subtext of the whole sugya going throughout. And now it comes to Kriya Shema, and all of a sudden the Gemara wakes up. Leimu k'sover Rebbe, leimu k'sover Rabbanon. Like, what's the pshat? Like, why is it first come to the surface by Kriya Shema? So I think the pshat is going to have to be because all the other drushas are not tanoim. The Gemara itself says the Stoma, the Gemara has a drusha. The Gemara has a drusha for Saita, the Gemara has a, each one, the Gemara has a drusha. So there's no lema kasover ha-Gemara. The Gemara makes the drusha on the tzad, the Kol HaTorah is otherwise. But then we have a Rebbe and the Rabbanon, tanoim, and Rebbe has a drusha of Shema, and Rabbanon have a drusha, and Rebbe has a drusha of Ahoy, rather, and Rabbanon have a drusha of Shema. Again, parenthetically, Rebbe and Rabbanon really didn't say beforehand what the drusha is. But the Gemara, all over Shas quotes that these are the drushas. Maybe that was like Pashtun Gemara, these are the drushas. That the Gemara had a Kabbalah, that Rebbe dashen from Ahoyu and Rabban dashen from Shema. So now the Gemara says, what's going on with these Tanoim? Marashach. Kalatar Kulu is Bechaloshen. Then why did the Rabban need a drush of Shema? And if Kalatar is Beloshen HaKadosh, then why does Rebbe need a drush of Ahoyu? So that Gemara speaks out. Lame because of a Rebbe. Maybe that's not what they're arguing about. Maybe Rebbe holds that Kalatar Kulu is Bechaloshen, therefore needs a drush of Ahoyu. And the Rabban holds the other way around. Kalatar Kulu is Beloshen HaKadosh, therefore they need a drush of Shema. No, it's not muchach, because it could be a Rebbe needs a drasha of a hayu, lapukim from the drasha of shema, and a bunny needs a drasha of shema, lapukim from the drasha of a hayu. So that's why, like, it bubbles to the surface in the sugi of shema. But it's really the subjects, according to these rishonim, Taisus and Brachas, Taisus and Megillah, Taisus and Rosh, that they learn, according to the sugi, the subtext of the whole sugi is what is the default, and it's up for grabs. The Gemara is not sure what the default setting. Is the default setting Lashon HaKadosh, then we only need the drushes for the things that are not Lashon HaKadosh. If the default setting is Bechal Lashon, then we only need a drusha for the things that are Lashon HaKadosh. I think the feed, these Rishayim, there's no mokum for Taisus's Chiluk between the things that need a drusha and the things that don't need a drusha, the things that are in the Mishnah and the things that are not in the Mishnah. Because Manashach, if Kol HaTorah Kula is Bechal Lashon, then the things in there in Mishnah also didn't need a drusha. Drushas are only in the tzad. They learn the Gemara that the drushas are only in the tzad, the kol HaTorah kula. That's how they learn the Gemara. Every one of the drushas of the Chaloshin is because there's a tzad that kol HaTorah kula is b'loshin HaKadosh. So, Manashach, if kol HaTorah kula is b'Chaloshin, then nothing needs a drusha. And if kol HaTorah kula is b'loshin HaKadosh, then the things that are not in the Mishnah must also have a drusha, because otherwise they wouldn't be b'loshin HaKadosh. So where is there a mokum lechalik and the things that are in the Mishnah that do have a drasha, the things that are not in the Mishnah don't have a drasha? Manashach. The things that are not in the Mishnah, if Kol HaTorah Kula is Bechal Lashon, then nothing needed a drasha. And the drasha was only the Gemara just had the drasha to Hedges Betz. And if Kol HaTorah Kula is Dafka B'Lashon HaKadosh, how come Kiddush doesn't have to be B'Lashon HaKadosh? How come Hal doesn't have to be B'Lashon HaKadosh? Koch, there must be some reason, some drasha that we don't know about. But otherwise it really should be whatever it is. So it should be, so why is it any different than things in the Mishnah? Very hard to say this chiluk of these distinction. The answer is because, and you see, Rashi and Tais didn't learn the sugya this way, because Rashi and Tais learned the whole sugya, as we saw. Rashi and Tais both learned the sugya. Rashi placed by us that the default is that you don't need any. You don't is bechal lashon. Every drush that the Gemara makes that for bechal lashon is because of some particular havamina that Saita should be learned out Kavachayimah from Yivama, and that Birchas HaMozen should be learned out from Birchas HaGrizim, and the Shuas HaEdish should be learned out from Shuas HaGrizim and Arevel. There's some particular reason why, according to other Rishonim, you don't need that. The Gemara need a drasha for Saita, and for the Gemara need a drasha for all the things that are B'chal Lashon, because the Gemara is at Tzad, the Kol HaTorah Kula is B'lashon HaKadosh, that the default is you always need Lashon HaKadosh. You see, Rashi and Taishim are not that way. They know the default of Ad is B'chal Lashon. The default is Bechal Lashon. There's a special Havamina that Soita, maybe it's like Yivama. There's a special Havamina that Shua, maybe it's like Shua Sargizim and Arevel. So we need a drasha lapuki from that particular Havamina. But it doesn't plug into, there's no Kol HaTorah Kula Bechal. Kol HaTorah Stam is Bechal Lashon. I said, what's the Gemara about Kriyashma? By Kriyashma, the Gemara does have its need to know. Is Kol HaTorah Kula Bechal? Is Kol HaTorah Bechal HaKadosh? The answer is, because Rashi and Taisu both learn that Kol HaTorah, when the Gemara says by Kriyashma, there's a special need of Kol HaTorah, they don't learn it means all the Anigas in the Torah. Rashi learns Kol HaTorah means Kriyas HaTorah. And Tais doesn't like that because his Kriyas HaTorah is only Darabonan. So Tais by us brings Rabbeinu Chananel, it's the only pshat that Tais brings, that it means Ksiva Sefer Torah. Is it Sefer Torah? Nik Torah Shiviksav? Is it Nitan Likosav only in Lashon Kodesh? Or is it Nitan Likosav B'Shar L'Shanis? Which is Machlekes Tanoim in Megillah. And that's what the Gemara is talking about. So I think Lefi Rashi and Tais, this is not a nidun for everything else. It's only a nidun for Kriyashma. Because Kriyashma, a lot of mechayim for this, the mitzvah of Kriyashma is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Gemara says, and Yishami says in Brachas, in the beginning of the first parak, that Rav Shimon Yochai held that he's going and non people like me that are terosu yom nasay, they don't have to stop learning for Kriya Shema. Right, what do you mean? You have to stop learning for a mitzvah, she'ef shel ve'echayim, everybody agrees, Shemichai also agrees. You have to stop learning for lulav, for sukkah, for sheifer. So why is Kriya Shema any different? Says the Gemara, says the Yerushalmi, because hai shinun v'hai shinun, maishna hai shinun v'hai shinun. This is learning and this is learning. So why should I stop this learning to do other learning? So before, the Kriya Shema is be'etzem a mitzvah of limud haTorah. Particular passions in Torah, a particular zman, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The West is also in Durham that it says v'gisa b'yomim v'laila. You answer with Kriya Shema Shachar Tzvarvus. But Sham is even more important. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So by Kriya Shema, I think it was a particular haramina that if the Torah can only be written in Lashon Kodesh, so there's a haramina to say that maybe Kriya Shema has to be the has to be. In other words, it's only Torah Shabbat in Lashon Kodesh. If you write it now in Lashon Kodesh, not Torah Shabbat. So there's a haramina to say that maybe Kriya Shema has to be Torah Shabbat. So it has to be Dafka Lashon Kodesh, because if it's not Lashon Kodesh, it's not the way it is in Torah Shabbat. And I need a pasuk Shema that here that by Kriya Shema that Shbichal Lashon, that Kriya Shema doesn't have to stim with the Gedorim of Torah Shabbat. Could be maybe it's like a kind of Torah Shabbat. I'm not quite sure exactly how to say. And forget if Torah Shabbat could be another Lashonis too. So you don't need volume. It's Torah Shabbat Ksav even in other Lashonis. It's Dafka needed by Kriya Shema. That's why the Gemara only has it by Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is particular. Kriya Shema, the Svara that Kriya Shema should Dafka need to be Lashon HaKadosh, the Gemara says, is because Sefer Torah is only need to leave Kosov in Lashon HaKadosh. And Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah, so it's tied into the way it is in Torah Shabbat Ksav. But that's not true by other Amiris. Other Amiris in Torah, you have to say an Amira, and the Torah gives a certain formula you have to say, but you're not saying it with Torah's Talmud Torah. So who says it has to shim with Dharma of Torah Shabbat Ksav? Yuvama says, Me'en Yuvmi. Who says it has to be? She's not saying Torah Shabbat Ksav, not a mitzvah of Limud, not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Torah says she has to make a certain declaration. Stoma the Milsa, it could be Stoma according to Rashi and Torah, it could be Bechaloshim. So particular thing by Kriya Shema, that Kriya Shema is tied into the need of Kala Torah. Kala Torah doesn't mean all Amiris in Torah. Kala Torah means Sefer Torah according to Taisus, or Kriya Sefer Torah according to Rashi. So that's particular only by Kriya Shema. But everything else, the default is that it's Bechol Lashon. But even though we have two basic Mahalchim in the whole Sugya from beginning to end, we have Mahalch of Taisus and Brachos, Taisus and Megillah, Taisus and Rosh, that they learned that the whole Sugya, there's no default. Or when there's a Suffolk, what's the default? Is the default that Kol HaTorah Kulo, all our mirrors and Torah of Lashon HaKadosh, that I only limud for the things that are Bechol Lashon? Is the default that Kol HaTorah Kulo is Bechol Lashon, that I only psukim for the things that are Lashon HaKadosh? And the Gemara hedges its bets both ways, so it brings psukim in both directions. And lefi that mahalach, I don't think there's any makom for Taisa's distinction between the things that are in the Mishnah and the things that are not in the Mishnah. And then it's very meduik, Taisa Rosh, and the Mishnah doesn't say like this. This chiluk the Taisa has, the things in the Mishnah, Dafke Bosoinim, the things in that, doesn't exist in Taisa Rosh Bechav. I think it's Medu, according to Taisa Rosh, has no Malkum. Taisa Rosh learns like Taisa in Megillah, Taisa in Brachas. And on the other hand, we have the Shita of Rashi and Taisa is that the Kol HaTorah Kulo, Kol HaTorah Becholoshin, that's a special needin only by Kriya Shema, that because Kriya Shema is tied into how it is to Kriya, to Sefer Torah, to Torah Shabbat Ksav. Rashi talks about Kriya Torah, Taisa talks about how is the Sefer Torah nitinly kosev, but al kopanim it's tied into Torah Shabbat Ksav because Kriya Shema is Torah. It's a parsha. It's a mitzvah of Shimon. So there, it's connected to the issue of what the tzur of Kriya Shema and Torah Shabbat Ksav. But that's not the rest of the sugya. The rest of the sugya is different entirely. The rest of the sugya is stoma is bechol lashon. Some things have exeris a kosev that bechol lashon hakodesh. And some things that the Havim should be B'Lashon HaKadosh, and I need a pasuk to tell me that they're not B'Lashon HaKadosh, but B'Chaloshon Shat HaShemeil. And that opens the door, according to Taisvis, to make a further distinction, that there are things that never needed a pasuk in the first place, because the default is always B'Chaloshon, and they could be B'Chaloshon Mamish. And the things that there was a Havim that should be B'Lashon HaKadosh, they have a special pasuk of Shema B'Chaloshon Shat HaShemeil, that they have to be Dafke B'Lashon and B'Lashon Shu Makir. And Rashi can't learn the way, because Rashi is Brichas HaMozen, which is in the Mishnah, is really more like Kiddush and Halal, it doesn't need a Pasuk in the first place. So Rashi can't learn that distinction. Rashi is Gerz B'Chaloshim, not Garis Bilshainim. According to Taisus, there's a mokum to say that distinction. And the avon in that distinction, Kamar, is that those things that there's a havim that you need Lashon Kodesh, so even though the pasuk, the Torah came and says, no, you don't need Lashon Kodesh, it could be B'chaloshon Sha'at Shemeya, but it has to be a Lashon Sha'at Shemeya. It has to be a Lashon that by you is Achshavei, that by you it's kind of like Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh is the Lashon of Kai Yisrael, and by you, this is your Lashon. You're an American, you're an Anglo-Israeli, so, you know, all of Kai Yisrael has a writ, but you have, America, English also has a special makom. So that's also the Torah gave it a chashivas. But stop to talk in a language you don't understand. That's very far away from Lashon HaKadosh. That you can't do. That you can't do. By those things that needed a pasuk. But those things that never needed a pasuk in a family, you can say them b'chol lashon. Okay.